crashed UFOs and extraterrestrials. Recently, a UFO investigator put out a statement. He didn't believe if we really found a UFO, we would be able to back engineer it. My reply was, it has been said there are many different races coming to the Earth according to investigators, so it would depend how far ahead of us the race who created the recovered ship was from. Anyone who has looked at UFOs must know they come in what I like to call different flavors. Some are saucer shaped, some are more of a cylinder, some even resemble something closer to an airplane without being one. There are huge ones, small ones, and so forth. Who knows where we might be in technology 100 years from now? If we discovered a UFO 50 years ago, we might not have understood it at all, but if that ship was only about 100 years ahead in technology at the time, the longer we held it, the more we might understand at least parts of it. If it was thousands of years ahead of us in technology, we might think it was magic, as the previous investigator suggested. When you get right down to it, I don't think we would ever believe technology was magic anymore. I think we have reached a level in our technology where we understand if we do not know how something works, we know it is advanced technology which is beyond us at the time. Is there some point where aliens might accept us as intelligent beings, and have we reached it? There is the theory which states splitting the atom is that point, and they have tried to meet with us and had a few secret meetings with presidents such as Eisenhower, but to no avail, because they wanted us to do away with nuclear weapons. This is only one theory, however, and there are several versions of it. I won't go into them again, because by now you have probably heard them too many times. While there certainly could be captured crashed UFOs we don't understand, there could also be some we partially understand good enough to take out for a spin. This was the claim of Bob Lazar, a former Area 51 engineer. He called a small one the sport model. This makes me wonder about some things, the main thing being, could we have adapted some of what we have learned to new craft we created? Many think the answer is yes. If we understand the propulsion system of even one of the most primitive captured craft, it would be a big leap for us as a civilization. There have been a lot of claims we have advanced craft which have capabilities beyond what we have been told, and some of what we see in the sky are craft we have secretly built. This would explain the big deficit in the national budget if we built an entire space fleet which was unknown to most of us. Some say we would never be able to keep this secret, but the truth is the government is very good at keeping secrets. For many years UFOs were kept secret, and it was only until recently the US Navy admitted they were real. Are we being helped in any way with our endeavors in space? Since I have been talking about theories and rumors, I have to answer this question with more rumors. It seems, according to some people, there are three main alien races which are interacting with us. They are the Nordics, tall blonde human-looking aliens, the grey aliens who are short with spindly arms and legs, big heads and large black eyes, and the lizard-type beings. The Nordics are said to be sympathetic to our cause and want us to join the other races in the cosmos. The greys are said to be tricky. Some say they are evil and have killed some humans, but offer technology to further their cause, which to the best of our knowledge has something to do with biology. Some think they are a doomed race and can no longer reproduce, and want to create hybrids to continue their race. The lizard aliens are said to be very volatile, and President Obama was rumored to have some of them on his security staff. A video was even created showing a quick change from lizard eyes and features to human. I hate to say this, but this does sound ridiculous. It is said their aim is to conquer the Earth, but they are being stopped by some of the other races. Getting back to the topic of spacecraft and such, many believe all I have said is nonsense, and they think if we did have advanced craft, we would no longer be using rockets to travel through space. I would agree with this, except for the fact there is always the chance the government doesn't want the rest of the world to know how advanced we really are, so they are trying to keep this a secret. Some people believe President Trump let the cat out of the bag when he called for a space fleet. They think he did this because he found out we already had one and the fact was going to become known soon and we would be criticized for all the money we wasted running two different space programs, an advanced secret one and one for show which used obsolete methods which cost us hundreds of billions of dollars. There have been reports of UFO crashes all over the world, so there must be a lot of wrecked vehicles. We have been accused of collecting them from almost everywhere in North and South and Central America. Some countries were said to be glad we took them. Take Mexico for example. There was a crashed UFO there which was picked up by the Mexican army. It was put on a truck with a Mexican guard. We sent helicopters to the scene and as they were getting close, they noticed the Mexican truck and jeeps and they were stopped. The helicopters landed and saw everyone was dead. What had happened was they went into the UFO and the atmosphere and that poisoned them. The US military knew about these things and our people were protected with special suits and oxygen. It is said we took the UFO after talking to the Mexican government and telling them what had happened. How many UFOs could we have? It seems we have a lot in various conditions. I have always wondered why such advanced craft crashed so much. I have never gotten a satisfactory answer.